This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Limpopo Artists Movement says they are opposing the appointment of the new Limpopo Arts and Culture Council, which has been inaugurated yesterday by the MEC of Sports, Arts and Culture, Jerry Maseko. The MEC says it was long overdue that the LACC is one of the statutory bodies and be launched with pressing issues in the creative industry. So let's start with the chairperson of the Limpopo Artist Movement, Mphoza Mashabela. Good evening. Good evening and welcome.
Mr. Chishoke, good evening and thank you for having me.
Good evening. Thank you. Appreciate your time. What is your reaction to the news of the appointment of the Limpopo Arts and Culture Council?
We received messages in the morning from our members. So as the structure, we are not impressed with the following reasons. On that committee, we have the former chairperson, Dikana, and his former colleagues. Yes, also in calling Brakin into the committee. So what is disturbing about this matter is that Kenny Mativa is not an artist, and then those other two and his former colleague, they failed this industry, this entertainment industry. You will remember during COVID-19, as Limpopo Artist Movement were the ones who fought with the department for the artist to can get relief fund. So, to our surprise, they are in the LACC committee. They failed this entertainment industry. So, why they have to come back? Mm. So, in short, we lost hope in their leadership. So we were expecting young people with passion. Myself as imposer, I don't have interest for serving in that arts council because I believe I must give young leaders an opportunity. So, but with Brakeni served as the spokesperson in the office of the premier. He's my brother. I do respect him a lot. He's my leader. But for him to come back as the spokesperson of Arts Council, No. I think he made a very bad move.
How is the council constituted? How do you actually come to having a council?
The Department of Sports, Arts and Culture advertised, but according to my knowledge, we thought it formed by artists. Okay, it's fine. They can have somebody, maybe somebody with a profession like a doctor or somebody.
Hang on, Mr. Mashabela. How do you constitute a council? Let's do that one first. So they advertise, like, and then?
They do advertise.
Yes.
And then some other criteria, who appoint.
What happens after advertising? Are there interviews? What happens?
Exactly my point. So we don't know. You see, if there were interviews, they were shortlisted. I don't know if maybe the NEC have those powers and say and make handpick your poser, come this side. I want poser. I want, you see, Master KG. I want anyone. So, but we don't know those further arrangement or criteria.
So you do not know the criteria of what informs the constituting of a council.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, but you are like, the view that this one council is not properly constituted.
Remember, even is not even the former council. Right? We had a problem with those people because it was elected during COVID. So even now, we wrote a letter to our NEC of Sports, Arts and Culture, Masego. Even engaged with them. We said we are asking for clarity. We don't fight with anyone. What we need is just the clarity. If they can come and clarify, because we were just hoping that young people and somebody from this sector, they will come and lead and take us somewhere. But if we see the same faces, the strategic kind of failed this entertainment industry. He's my leader. I do respect
him.
Okay,
but you've said that. I heard your point. But the point I'm at is, because you also went to Kekana this and Mativa that, right? I want to go back to the point you made about Matiba not being an artist. But before I go to that point, I'm asking you, who should be in the council and how is the council constituted? Because for you to be able to say this is not properly constituted, you must also be saying a properly constituted one should have followed this particular process. You're not saying that to me.
Yeah, like I'm saying to you, we said to the MEC, we are requesting a meeting for them to can clarify us.
Okay.
Because in the first place, what we saw was only the advert that if you want to be in the art council, you must just apply.
Okay.
You see? Mm. So that's why I'm saying to you, I even mentioned earlier that we said that we need a clarity from the department. So we can't run away from it. But
you know, I'm a bit concerned. You say it's the second council you're concerned about, right? The other one was during COVID times.
Yeah.
And two times of councils, you had challenges, but you still did not get information around how these things work as artists.
No, look, like I said, in most cases, when we try to make appointment with our HOD and the office of the MEC, we don't get opportunity.
Okay.
Even now, since the MEC was in the office, we've been trying to make appointment to come and raise our challenges.
Mm.
It's not about we are fighting Brakeli. It's not personal.
Well,
but
look,
if somebody says,
also I'm not but you are saying,
but can you just give me a chance, because you I can't speak the way you want me to speak.
go on.
I'm just giving you
because you have mentioned this point about not fighting Brakeli.
We do view it.
Yeah, you see, you've said this thing, you are repeating something you've said to me twice already, but what I'm really trying to, that's why I'm jumping in, you're repeating something you've said to me twice already, about you not fighting Brakeni, but you said Brakeni is not supposed to be there, is not an artist. So yes, that's not personal, but here's my question. Is this, when you say he's not an artist, is this council supposed to have an artist? And what do you mean artist? Do you mean performers, entertainers, or what do you actually mean by artists?
The creative sector can be from a theater, can be performing arts, someone from a craft, you know. So we're not saying we don't want him. We want them to come and clarify, because remember, it's not about imposer. It's not. Artists need clarity. We need them to come and say, here, Mashavela, we took Brakeni because we followed this 1-2-3 step, you know. Mm. But I know Brakeni have experience of speaking and spinning things. So, but I believe we can have a young lady from...
He's actually a very experienced communicator as opposed to spinning things.
We will not have someone who is an experienced communicator.
Mm.
Beside him, is it?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just helping you to describe him properly. He's not a spinning of things. He's a communicator.
But communicator can even spin. Why are you now hiding it?
You're not listening to me. Words. I'm saying I'm giving you the right context of who he is. So spinning is one thing, but I'm telling you broadly, the man is a communicator. So if you want to place him and his attributes, I just gave you the communicator. But let's move to one other thing, which is, as an association, you said there was an ad, right? Has you or any of your members responded to the ad?
When I started this interview, I've indicated that we don't, it's not about us that we want to be there. It's about anyone from the province. If they can come, like I said, we are just asking for clarity. If they can tell us that, look, we only had only 10 people, so we had no choice. So there were no one applied. That's why I said we need clarity.
But shouldn't the criticism start after you know that?
But you know,
shouldn't you criticize them because you know they didn't do 1-2-3? Because from what I'm hearing, you need to find out things from them first, and then you can formulate. Am I right?
Yes. Okay. Like now I'm saying to you, I've engaged with the MEC.
Yes,
right.
Right.
We wrote a letter, so we are still waiting for them to can tell us answers. So can give us answers. actually. Yeah, so I think it's better for us to can wait until we meet with the department, and then we'll just carry on with this conversation further.
No, I hear you. I agree. Although, of course, I think what we should record is the names that are there for now. You are not satisfied, right?
Correct. We can run away from it.
From that one. Are there names you would like to suggest as well?
Yeah, we have a young artist living with disability. Tepo Ongadimi is a musician, he's an actor. So it's not about, we need people living with disability to be in that committee. I can mention the son of the late Brapol Rapetswa. I'm talking about Matume Rapetswa. So it's not about Nyakamang or Nyakamang. But it's about empowering young people. It's not about or Mutomo one because you are saying he's a good communicator. So you don't tell us anymore because over will be the government for a long time. That will be unfair to you.
Yes. Okay. No, I hear you. But let's clear this. I did not say he qualifies because he's a communicator, man. I only said that the right description of him would be communicator. I didn't give a view as to he should be there or not. Let's clarify that before I let you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Mashabela. Okay, let's speak to the MEC of the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. That is MEC Jerry Maseko. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners and greetings to my friend, the composer.
Well, yes, good evening. I've let him go. He's probably listening to you on the radio. But I'm glad you were able to catch the majority of our conversation. So the crux of the matter, at least for him, from what I pick up, is first, there need to be an understanding on their side of how do you actually constitute this council?
Let me indicate that it is just unfortunate when I'm here on coming to account on very clear processes that are regulated. And my take, you asked him a number of questions. My take was that if in case he had something, he was supposed to write a letter. There is a provision. If you reject the outcome, you can communicate with us formally and we call you, we discuss the matter. But now, because this issue is here, and for the sake of the listeners and the people of Limpopo, let me indicate very clear that the closing date at this advertisement was on the 15th. May 2024, before the elections, before we even came in. When I came in, I wanted to check if there are outstanding issues that crisscross the 6th administration to the 7th administration so that we can quickly deal with them. One of those issues is this one. And number two is that within my 100-day plan, I identified all stakeholders that I have to consult within that period. And Bomposa are part of them. But well, what is key here, in terms of the requirements, I can assure you, in terms of the process, 100% legally followed, I don't doubt anything. But let me amplify issue of qualification. Who qualify? We need, in terms of the advert, we need people with leadership qualities who are committed to develop the arts and culture in the province. And we're not talking arts only. There are a multiplicity of activities that are involved in this committee because the name of the committee, which is a statutory body, is the Limpopo Arts and Culture Council. And it includes theater, literature, dance, music, your visual arts, your craft, your community art, film, research, marketing, fundraising, legal, a number of aspects in terms of the advertisement. So we are not just looking for people who are specializing in arts only. And that particular advertisement was very clear. What I did when I came to the office, I said, please, give me the captured list, and they gave me a captured list with 32 people who applied, both old and new. And out of the former committee that he's speaking about, 8 of them applied, and 24 new applied. And there was a shortlisting that took place. And the law says we need to appoint a panel, independent panel. I did not even administratively or operationally, I was not even involved as a person. Even my department, we offered them a secretariat responsibility where we delegated Mem Khonyane, the chief director of arts, to be the secretary. But we appointed four people with rich history and understanding of the same field. I don't want to talk about their names now, but they are there. They started the process of shortlisting interview and compilation of the report from the 29th of July, and then shortlisting 31 of July interview, 01 to 02 August, they compiled the scores and submitted the report to the HOD. The HOD brought the report to me. I signed. Because my take was that a due process has been followed. And I'm convinced, even if anyone can take me to court on this one, I've got the legal backing that we make sure that we comply with the advert, we complied with the regulation.
Okay.
I don't want to entertain the issue I am poser for now. I think Nalim Poser, we spoke, we agreed that we've got our meeting. No, it's not about this thing. It's one of the stakeholders that I must meet. Mm. Like, I'm continuing to meet stakeholders. I think my HOO might have committed.
Well, look, Mr. Mashabela is actually saying that on this issue, all the time that he has tried to engage the department, he still doesn't get a meeting. So, because I was asking him how come he has had a question about the appointment in 2022, and he has a question about this one, and as it stands, he still didn't know what are the requirements, who qualifies, and why. And his take was he has reached out to the government, whether it was you or somebody else before you, but no meeting was granted. Why is that?
I might not respond in terms of what he's talking about, but what I know is that it is my office that developed the 100-day plan.
Mm.
And out of the 100-day plan, once we agree on the day, for this day, this the structure that we're going to meet, we then communicate with them.
Mm.
I've noted that there was a transition between the 6th administration and the 7th administration. We had the personnel within the office that was attached to the former MEC in terms of the law. And now, after I came in from the 1st of August, they were gone. Some of them, they went to Department of Agriculture with the former MEC.
Yeah.
But if he has got correspondences that he has sent to the office that speaks to the matter at that time, I will request him to bring them on Tuesday when we're going to meet.
Yeah.
And in case that was raised with my office without my knowledge, I will apologize to him. But I just want the proof of evidence that he wrote a letter to us wanting clarity on the matter. Because now what I know is that he sent me a WhatsApp. Unfortunately, because of my busy schedule, I was in the portfolio committee today and I met the AG, etc. Mm. I didn't open my WhatsApp. He sent me a WhatsApp until when I was called by the Premier.
Mm.
That is one thing that I've raised with him, and I told him, well, that's not how we operate.
Mm.
If you have sent me a WhatsApp, it will tell you whether I opened it or not.
Mm.
And if I haven't opened it, make a follow-up. Either you call, etc., but you must know during the day, but in the morning, we are busy.
Mm.
So it is me, the letter that he says he's written, it is me who advised him to write me a formal letter complaining about this outcome, because it is clear on the advert that if a person feels aggrieved, he has got the right to lodge a dispute.
Mm.
So if I can send you the content of the dispute, I was born to lapa siyachala. You will see, I can assure you. That's
what's in the dispute?
The dispute is about an individual, Kenny Matiba, who, according to him, he doesn't think or receives.
Mm.
And according to the prescription, in terms of the advertisement, the content of the requirement, he feels like he had in a trap.
Mm.
Where I'm seated, if I can tell you about Kenny, I can tell you, he's a literary, he's a writer. He's highly experienced in terms of issues of culture. So So, but I don't want to go there. I'll be stooping very low. I'm still going to engage him on Tuesday. And he's recommending somebody that this person, Tshepong Kadimeng, who is disabled, need to form part of the committee. I don't have a problem with that. Mm. But there's a process. If they wanted him, they were supposed to have appointed him, nominated him, because there was that process of application through nomination.
Mm.
So that... I can assure you, there is a person living with disability in that committee. Mm. There are young people. There are females.
Mm.
There are lawyers there. There are people who are dealing, specializing with finances.
Mm.
There are people who are leading arts and culture structures at other levels that are part of that committee. So that's why I'm saying, with due respect, I never thought when my MLO said Capricorn want to, I thought maybe you want to congratulate us for getting a committee and tell us, well, maybe us telling you what the committee is going to do. We've got a lot of applications that we're getting from.
Okay, hang on, let me see. Hang on. That's fine. I hear you and I see where you're going. But you've addressed the issues that we wanted to address. We can address the one you want now. That is fine. Thank you, MEC. Appreciate your time.
I will appreciate the efforts that Mpoza has taken. My office will communicate with him. Let's go to the office in China. Let's deal with these issues. We are together in this thing. No man is an island. Thank you very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.